a Nacho Radio podcast.
Dave and Darren.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself
in a beautiful house
with a beautiful wife.
And you know, you may say to yourself, well, how did I get here?
Everybody, I don't like mosquitoes.
He does not like mosquitoes. Do not take him to the river.
That's an excellent point.
You're not going to care for
Do
that.
Do not take me to the river.
No, that's the last thing. That,
on the road to nowhere.
PPG wants. Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Sure, of course. This is the weekend I don't take the Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Because that would have been, what, 32 points?
That would have been pretty tasty.
6.5, and then they win by...
It would have been pretty tasty. Those of you that took the Bears...
I did not.
So this, took all you the chose losers. You chose this week as your week to not take the Bears
to, prove, interesting, to somehow prove a point.
Interesting
for crying out loud.
Did I see Uncle Jizzy currently out of the lead?
I think that's right. I think Danimal's in there.
Oh my goodness! I think I'm
or
in
some
the
top, animal.
I think I'm in the top five overall.
Wow!
But
you're going to do it again?
No. I don't think I will. But because I'll tell you why. I've got Miami beating the Patriots tonight.
Well, you're getting 12 points.
I think that's...
Go, Jay, go! You're back on the Jay horse.
Is he even playing anymore?
I think he is. I know that he had got his bell rung at some point, but he's tough. He came back.
You talk about the NFL, and I had this long train of thought yesterday that I want to share, and... kind of work some things out here. See if you're on board with me here.
Were you having a fever dream?
No. This was just I was organizing things in my garage.
Okay.
Doing some sweeping.
And your mind was wandering?
I find when I do sweeping, that's when I get my best ideas.
Some sort of Sam Drucker syndrome?
Something like that, yeah. I got the Sam Druckers, big and bad. NFL, I think it's safe to say this has not been their best year. I don't know if you watched any
See
of that.
See how it turns out.
Did you watch any of that Bears game yesterday?
I watched pretty much all of it.
At the kickoff, did you notice Sam Rosen and Brady Quinn were really the only two guys in the stadium?
There were a couple seats available.
A lot of seats available, Darren.
And I think
a lot
that,
of seats
I think
available.
That became more and more the case as the game went on.
That was the thing. As I'm watching the game,
I'm coming fans.
In and out, checking in on the game, and it's like, wow, there are a lot of people not there.
They left.
They might have.
If they were there, if they weren't there, they left.
Now, my suspicion is that those were still seats that were paid for, just people don't feel like going.
Most of them, I would think.
So that's why, I mean, the games are still televised because they're sold out. But it just seems like more and more around the NFL, the story is...
People have sweeping to do.
Nobody's there.
They'd rather sweep their garage.
The last Thursday night game that was at Dallas, they were showing... That stadium was maybe...
Even in Dallas.
Dallas. Thursday night primetime game, it was more than half empty.
By the way, this is not paid for yet.
It was like two-thirds empty.
Mm-hmm.
And well into the first quarter, there was no one at the game, right? So you've got people not showing up to games.
Are you saying that we could get tickets for the Bears and Browns on Christmas Eve, you think?
That's not at all what I'm saying.
You want to go see the Bears?
No.
Is that where you're getting to?
No.
You want me to take you to the Bears?
No, I'm...
And we'll tailgate in the parking garage?
I'm slowly and methodically building a case, Darren.
Uh-huh.
Slowly and... I'm Rachel Maddowing this case I'm trying to make.
Just
want
to get to the...
What the hell you call that?
Yeah.
Get to
hey,
the...
What a stupid call that was. Come on, let's go, you guys.
Get to the
Jeez,
point, Rachel.
Brother.
So you've got a lack of interest and a lot of fan bases. I mean, look at the Both LA teams are doing really well. No one's going to those games.
Well, that's not necessarily true, because I saw the crowd yesterday, and it looked like a nice, healthy crowd in Los Angeles.
Okay,
now, they might have been showing just the one side of the stadium. That's true.
At one point, you tell me, all right, they showed... the Rams, I think, have a much bigger fan base than the Chargers, which is
both
makes
teams
sense.
Are doing well.
They sure are,
and they had
it could be an all LA Super Bowl.
Take that, everybody!
What do you think of that?
Fox, in Minnesota,
it was so bad. Right,
two LA teams have to go to Minnesota to play the Super Bowl.
It's to the point here that there's reports that Fox had to pay actors to show up for the pregame show to act like they were Rams fans.
Well, you got plenty of actors out there that are looking for a gig.
Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers was upset when the Eagles came to town, then they lost, and he was like, this wasn't a home game. There were way too many Philadelphia fans here. And then Philly was playing the Rams yesterday at LA, and... Fox was like, we can't have it just be all Philadelphia people. So they paid actors to act like in the pregame
show.
Put
the shirt on.
Here, pretend you're a Rams fan. Okay, what's my motivation for this?
$10.
There's a lot. Oh, I'll take it. It's wonderful. Now,
can I put this on my resume?
I've got some other headshots I'd like you to look at.
Can I use Terry Bradshaw as a reference?
Casting directors now, according to a casting call online, it said, casting directors now casting actors, models, and talent to work on Sunday, December 10th in Los Angeles. Producers are seeking the following types. We're looking for LA's biggest NFL fans to be part of NFL Sunday's Los Angeles pregame show. Yeah. So they were calling. Usually when these pregame shows show up, people show up because they like being on TV.
Right.
But in L.A., it's like we really have to cast fans.
Urban Meyer poops at parties.
Right.
That sort of excitement. That's what we're looking for.
Darren, you get it. So I'm safe when I say a lack of interest. Ratings are down, and that could be for a variety of reasons.
I think it's still doing pretty well,
though. It's still doing pretty well, but my argument is the arrow is pointing in the other direction. You had unprecedented growth where the NFL was the only thing anyone cared about, and everything just going up and up and up and more money going into it. And conversely, you have the league making billions of dollars a year.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the owners all very happy, a bunch of billionaires, and then they're getting the taxpayers to build them these palaces so they can continue to be billionaires. And everything's pretty sweet.
They just re-signed the commissioner, $20 million a year.
$20 million a year. And I thought this was interesting. I think Saturday Night Live made this point. One of the sticking points in the negotiations was his health care. You're making $200 million a year.
You're not willing to...
and you need better health care. That's.
I'm pretty sure you can have all the health care you want.
I just. That's how bad health care is. I'm not sure $200 million for my family is going to cover everything.
And now that you're going to get rid of the personal mandate, I'm not so sure I'm even going to get it.
You've got people not watching the game because they feel just icky about watching these people kill themselves with traumatic brain injuries. You have other people, and believe me, I've talked to plenty of them, who are done with the NFL because they feel somehow the NFL players have disrespected the flag and the troops. All of that being said, at some point, the NFL starts making less money. And when the NFL starts making less money, at some point, they're going to have to tell the players, look, we can't keep paying you more and more and more and more. At some point, you guys are going to have to take either a freeze or the
like
money.
Like the commissioner did?
You see where I'm going with this. What's going to end up happening is they're going to say, look, we can't keep paying this exorbitant money. You can't always be the highest paid players. We have to kind of cut things down. And when you tell the players, we're done giving you more money, I think that's when the players say, then we're done playing. And then you're going to have a situation where there's another strike, and it's going to be a strike, I think, that won't be resolved, and that's how NFL football will get killed. They go away for like a year, and nobody misses them, and then they try.
So you're saying the XFL is coming back?
I'm trying to make a serious point here that I think that, you know, there have been whispers that the NFL is going away in the next couple of years, that I don't think it's going to be one thing that kills the dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to be a variety of things.
I tend to think it'll be around for a while.
I think it's going to...
So you'll always have someone who wants to play.
You will, but there are... I'm not saying they can't get scabs to play, but who's going to want to watch that?
Well, we'll see.
I mean, if all of these players in the players' union... I don't know how long their contract is good for, but at some point... And I'm not saying it's coming like next year, but at some point the owners are going to have to go, look, we're not always going to make more money.
Does any player make $20 million a year?
In the NFL? I'm not sure.
I don't think they do.
I'm not sure.
So you got the commissioner making more than any of the players.
Well, the players were not happy with the players with not that happy price tag? With that. No. They're not happy that the commissioner is getting $200 million.
Because I wouldn't think that would be the case in any other sport. No. Well, except maybe your soccer, I suppose, or something like that.
I doubt it. You mean over in, like, the Premier League?
Where you might have a commissioner that's, who knows?
See, I know Matthew Stafford was the highest paid player. I think right now the highest paid player is, oh gosh, Peyton Manning.
Could be close to $20 million, but is it Bobby Bonilla still?
Let's see. For salary this year, Peyton Manning was the highest paid player in terms of career. Is Russell Wilson the highest paid player in the NFL right now? That doesn't make a lick of sense.
That's right.
For real? He's number one? Matthew Stafford is making $27 million
this year. Okay, so he is making. Well, there you go. Then you got nothing to argue about.
Matthew Stafford, $27 million. Derek Carr, $25 million.
Oh, there's plenty of them.
Though. Andrew Luck, $24.5 million. Carson Palmer, $24.3 million.
And he gets that $24.5 million without actually playing, huh?
Yeah, well, contracts are usually honored. In most cases.
Unless you don't need to.
How about them cubbies?
You want to get into the top five things?
I think we could. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, where they've got plenty of events still coming up here in the month of December. The Nutcracker, the Polar Express, magician Bill Blagg will be making his way to the Orpheum Theater along with the comedian.
With his one-man show, You're a Grand Old Blagg.
That's right. It's the best. It's a tribute to the Blagg.
And now to honor America.
Here on Blagg Day. Comedian Henry Cho and more. The Orpheum Theater tickets are available at the GalesburgOrpheum.org by phone at 309-342-2299 or at their box office. The Orpheum serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum is also available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained.
Before we begin, just a little bit of house cleaning here. This is episode number 671. We've already done episode number 671. We did it on Thursday, December 7th. But the audio, for whatever reason, was so horrendous. There was so much skipping that we decided just to throw it away.
Some people think there could be tampering from Cambridge.
What's the latest on that?
I don't know. I spoke to him.
Didn't you on this podcast say you
gave him a little bit of time? Yes, I did reach out.
I reached out
and touched him.
Yeah, you went and saw him?
No, I didn't see him.
Oh, okay.
No.
So you mean that in the Ma Bell
in the,
way,
in the biblical way?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know that you want to claim that. So is he going to be on the show maybe for a very late Christmas?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Is it going to happen?
I tell you what, I'm not going to go get him. Remember that? Remember that? Remember that Mexican standoff?
Well, he wasn't happy with the limo.
No.
The 1 year he got a limousine.
He was fine the first year.
Yeah, and then the second year he had some anxiety about doing it again.
And he was not going to come.
So he told us, like, the day off.
No, he told me when I got there, I'm not going.
You went to go pick him up and he was like, I can't do it.
Something like that.
Yeah. So you had to beg and plead him for 45 minutes. Please, Larry, people are counting on you.
Rad G!
And he was like...
Well, we had sponsors involved.
That's what it was.
You know, we had advertisers. It wasn't a matter of just...
I remember you calling on the way because we
were... Remember the look on my face when we finally got to the studio?
I remember you calling and you're like, this numbskull is pulling this stuff, blah, 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 blah. And
you did know, I really call him a numbskull?
You were saying even worse. And I was like, okay, well, let me know when you get him. You go, oh, I got him. He's in the car with me. I just assume the way you were talking that you hadn't picked him up.
He's like,
no, he's coming. He's here.
And he's like, Are you talking about me?
Number one.
And then, of course, he got there and he was fine.
Yeah, he loved it once he was there. It was just had a little bit of anxiety.
We all were having anxiety.
So number one, back to the NFL, Seattle Seahawks defensive end Quinton Jefferson.
Don't know him.
Kicked out of the game yesterday for unnecessary roughness. Got an ejection, then decided I'm taking this into the stands. I'm gonna start swinging at the fans.
So that's after he went to the showers?
He was going to the tunnel. And someone threw like a pretzel or something at him. And he's like, oh, no, you didn't. So, yeah, they had to restrain him as he was climbing into, this was in Jacksonville, climbing into the stands to whoop some ass.
Coming out as a peacemaker. If they thought that, they would not have penalized him, but they did anyway. And now there's a Jacksonville fan going at Jefferson. And you don't want to get, there's security there. You don't want them.
I don't want to be security.
He's been ejected. He should be headed to the locker room.
Yeah, they need to get somebody from the Seattle staff to walk Quinton Jefferson into the locker room.
And look, somebody threw something at him from the stands and it landed. Security needs.
Now he's climbing into the stands.
Fans should not throw things. Those fans will be ejected.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pretzels. I've seen worse. If you're going to throw anything at me,
well, and I guess then they started throwing beer at him, and then he was like, this again, no, I'm a man, and I'm not putting up with this.
Beer and pretzels. I think I could.
Yeah, maybe it's a loving tribute. I certainly wouldn't be upset with someone giving me beer.
Here,
and
have a snack and a refreshment.
Number two.
I thought you were going to say that he actually just came back and sat in the stands and watched the game.
That's not bad.
You know, I'm going to go take a quick little shower.
You know, all these years I've been playing the game, I've never really got to watch one.
I'm still a fan of the sport.
You know, first and foremost, a couple of Iowa radio broadcasters are out of jobs. These guys working at KIOW Radio in Forest City, Iowa.
Okay.
They were doing a high school basketball game when they decided to say some racist stuff about a team that was coming to play there.
Uh-huh.
They were saying that they felt that there were a lot of Espanol people on the other team. And then one guy said to... it's a guy and a woman. And the guy says, as Trump would say, go back to where you came from. These are broadcasters at a children's high school basketball game. Yeah, they have...
Someone's got a Marty Moon syndrome.
It's totally Marty Moon. It's exactly what this is. What were the call letters there in Gilthorpe country?
I don't remember.
K-D-I-G.
That's right, K-Dig.
K-Dig.
Dig it.
Can you dig it, man? Marty Moon.
Listen, we were just trying to cover a high school basketball game, and now it's all this.
So, I don't know if they're
hiring. I'm guessing they're not out a lot of money.
Well, yeah, I don't know that KIOW pays a fortune, but still.
Still, it was a gig.
This is making the news this morning. A woman claims she's had sex with 20 ghosts, and she prefers ghosts to men.
Not as messy.
Well, there's that. She's a 27-year-old spiritual guidance counselor.
Of course she is.
She says she's had sex with at least 20 ghosts. First experience was 12 years ago, after she and her then-fiancé moved into a new house, and she felt the presence of a strange entity. Now, hang on a second. She's 27. 12 years ago,
she was 12 years ago?
I'm trying to do the math here.
Well, that's
she would have been 15 years old with a fiance moving into a house? Numbers aren't adding up here.
Doesn't seem to.
And I'm not suggesting this is the only problem I have with this woman's story, but right from jump, it seems a little weird. She says, it started as an energy, then it became physical. There was pressure on my thighs and breath on my neck. I just always felt safe. I had sex with a ghost. You can feel it. It's difficult to explain. There was a weight and a weightlessness, a physical breath and stroking and the energy.
There could have been, it could have been raccoons. I did have the window open.
She said she had an affair with a ghost for 3 years, but that ended when her husband came home. Her human husband came home from work early and saw the shadowy shape of a man through the window. Boy, would that suck. You come home early from work and your wife's banging a ghost. That would be the worst, I would think. How does that... How do you even pick up
the
pieces?
He saw the ghost.
He says he came home and he saw the shadowy figure of a man and he knew. Like, honey, I think I saw a ghost. It's, do you have something you want to tell me? She says, ever since then, she's had sexual encounters with at least 20 ghosts. She says, she has done a bit of research because she wants to really now, her goal is really...
attract more ghosts.
She would like to get pregnant from a ghost. She says, I've done a bit of research into phantom pregnancies. There's a possibility that it is a ghost in you, but people don't know how to carry it to full term. That's the problem. When the baby's half ghost...
Well, when you deliver the baby, it looks like a diaper.
What just is white, what, just deliver a white, just little white sheet.
Little white sheet is all.
It's with like, two little eyes cut out.
Just the diaper?
Yeah. When the baby is half ghost to begin with, how do you deliver it? That's a great question. I don't know how to answer it. She is not the first person to say that she's had sex with a ghost. Superstar Kesha says she's had sex with a ghost. And Bobby Brown from New Edition also says that he's had sex with a ghost.
Well, he would have to these days.
why is that? Bobby Brown's still alive?
No, I know he's alive.
Yeah? You just think that's all that's available to Bobby Brown?
Well, if he was to stay faithful.
Well, no, they weren't married at the time of her death.
Oh, they weren't?
No.
Four.
Do the authorities know that?
Yes, everyone but you knows that.
Oh, okay.
Number four on the top five things today, Darren. Josh Homme, the frontman of Queens of the Stone Age.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah. Homme.
It's Josh Homme?
Uh-huh. Hey, Homme.
It's not Josh Homme, huh?
No, Homme. He kicked a female photographer in the head during a show in L.A. over the weekend.
It's kind of his thing.
It's really not.
It isn't?
No, he doesn't always kick women in the head.
Seems like he kicks people a lot.
Really?
This is the first time he's kicked somebody?
Yeah, he apologized and said he didn't do it on purpose. And she says, yeah, it was obviously very intentional.
Very intentional. She says,
no, this happened. I saw him coming over. She was a photographer
right. For
the show.
Sure.
She says, I saw him coming over, and I was shooting away. He looked straight at me, swung his leg back pretty hard, and a full-blown kicked me in the face.
Oh, boy.
She says she will be filing a police report.
And he seems to be like the sort of cat that would have a really heavy boot.
Yeah, oh, no, he's not wearing slippers up there. You can believe that.
No, he's not wearing moccasins.
No, it's not. He's not in his stocking feet up there.
Uh-uh.
And even if... he says, last night, while in the state of being lost in performance, I kicked over various lighting and equipment on our stage. Today it was brought to my attention that this included a camera held by photographer Chelsea Lauren. I did not mean for that to happen. I am very sorry. I would never intentionally cause harm
to
anyone.
She tends to think you did.
I will offer her... I hope Chelsea will accept my sincere apology. Yeah, he's saying, look, I was lost in the moment. I knocked over some stuff. She's saying, no, you kicked me in the face, bro.
And when you're taking pictures of those people,
yes,
it's usually like the first song.
Yeah, they don't hang out very long.
No, they don't allow you to hang out there very long.
Right,
that's
a good point.
You've got like a song, maybe two.
That's a good point.
And you're gone.
Yep.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five, a new cause of anxiety. Well, I guess this isn't new. This has been around forever, but it's certainly new to me. I'd never
Christmas
heard of
parties?
This. A lot of people have anxiety about opening their gifts in front of other people.
I can see where that might be. Some I don't know how to make this face.
See, this never occurred to me because I enjoy being the center of attention. But for people who deal with anxiety, which is a lot of damn people.
How do I mean,
That's a big... If we're going to go ahead and put that up on the big board here, that's a giant number of people.
How do I act?
People that are uncomfortable being the center of attention do not like opening presents. Because it's like, okay, it's your turn to open the present. Now everyone's going to watch you open the present. And we're going to stare at your face and judge how you react to it. And are we buying the reaction?
Uh-huh.
Are you acting happy enough?
Do you really like it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people hate... There are some people who hate... opening presents in front of other people. I don't know that there's a word for it, but research done at Boston University, they say this is a manifestation of just ordinary social anxiety, concerned with how you're being perceived and evaluated by others. So,
now, well,
I guess, you know, maybe it would be cool. This would be a very cool Christmas if you just said, all right, everybody, it's time to open presents. I'm going to throw this out here because this is a home where we love everybody. If anybody would like to go and open their presents
on their
in another
own,
room,
go right ahead and do that.
You're free to do that.
Well, let me ask you this.
And nobody here thinks that's weird, right, everybody?
No. Do you have a situation where everyone pays attention to everyone opening their gift? It's
yeah.
like, okay, it's your turn now.
Yes.
Now
yes.
it's my turn.
Yeah.
You even do that? You've always done that, even when it's a big group of people? There's never a time where people just kind of start opening stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand you doing it, the three of you. I get that.
I feel like there's always been turns taken, yeah. Because I get upset if that were to happen, if two people were opening presents at the same time, what's going on here?
No, see, we do.
We get to the point
anymore where there's enough people
yeah.
that if we were to do one at a time, this is going to take forever. Ever.
We're going to be here all damn day.
So it's like, go right ahead and open something if you want to. Go
yeah.
open it. Open
yeah,
it.
I could see that.
So well, there wouldn't be as much anxiety in that situation as opposed to the one where it's like, it is now your turn.
If you're someone
round three of the 2017 Christmas opening.
If you're someone who has this kind of anxiety, I want you to know that
just tell us.
Well, it's super, super common. Like, you're not a weirdo if you're anxious about opening presents. No, don't joke about that. It's a normal social anxiety.
I tell you what, I wish I had you for Secret Santa. I wouldn't get you anything. Is it that they don't want
gifts? That's not what Secret Santa is. I wouldn't get you anything. You're the worst.
If you don't want a gift, you don't want to open it.
Secret Santa is you give someone a gift, but they don't know that you're the one who gave it to them.
That's exactly right.
So you do Secret Santa and then not get them a gift?
If they don't like opening it. Do they still want the gift?
Yes.
They like gifts.
Yes.
They just don't want to open it.
Secret Santa is you open your present from Santa in secret. Secret Santa is a bunch of people get together, you pick a name, and then you get that person a present, but they don't know that you're the one who gave it to them.
Right.
So you think you're a Secret Santa, you see.
But if I knew that somebody didn't like opening gifts, I would...
Well, you could make that part of the deal, but I don't know how you would explain that.
I didn't get you anything because I know you don't like opening gifts. Isn't that the greatest gift of all?
What a tightwad you are. Those were your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And don't forget their delicious soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. When you're there for lunch or dinner today, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. The podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Those make great gifts for the holiday season. Gift cards and chocolate-covered espresso beans make great stocking stuffers. They've got biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Fall into a spiced chai latte or a pumpkin roll latte. East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon. NachoRadio.com by using the link at NachoRadio.com.
Got a lot of texts to read here.
Sure.
The text line is always open for your use at 470-23-NACHO. We love getting these texts. You can send them anytime you like. Here's one from the 309. I'm assuming this is from a patron because they're talking about listening to episode number 32.
That's the only way you would be listening to episode 32 well, is if
unless
you're a patron.
You, or unless you,
downloaded it back then in the day.
3 years ago and never got rid of it.
That's possible too, yes.
Are there people that have every show on their hard drive? Because at some point you need a bigger computer.
Maybe that's what you're getting for Christmas. I hope you can handle opening it in front of a crowd.
Hey, by the way, if we need a new computer for the business, we have to get it this year. Because all those deductions are gone away. So just throw that out there.
That sounds weird for every business anywhere, huh?
For people like you and me, yes. Let's see here. You guys should revisit the story you covered on episode 32 of the gentleman who is healed of his gayness and loves women. Yum, yum, yum. Remember that one? It's like, I'm healed of my gayness. Yum, yum, yum.
Kind of.
He says, I haven't, or he or she, I don't know, it just says 309, it says, haven't laughed that hard in a while. Well,
you've been listening to the podcast. That doesn't seem to add up.
Basically, what this text is
That's
saying is,
That's the funniest thing you've done
did
in 3 years.
Funny 3 years ago, and thanks for that, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of a compliment. Is that what they call a backhanded compliment?
I don't know what to call that. We have another one here that says, Dave, totally with you about grave blankets. While I had never heard of them before either, I found myself at work for a local landscaping company on Monday with a work order to place a grave blanket for someone at Arsenal Island Cemetery.
So he hears us talking about it, mm-hmm. He's never heard about it, and the next thing you know, he's being requested to...
And this is a guy that works for a local landscaping company.
Yeah.
He says, all it was a decorated evergreen wreath placed on the ground. I didn't see any other blankets, but many wreaths on stands. All in all, I don't quite get it.
So no real blankets?
No, they're not blankets for sure. They're just,
it's not like even like a horse blanket?
No.
A good sturdy blanket that you might put on a horse?
Again, they're in a box 6 feet underground. I don't know how putting a blanket on the ground is. Here's one. The Crows fans want to know, who does Dave and Darren endorse? Rich Robinson or Chris Robinson? You got to pick one.
We have to pick one.
Yes.
I suppose I'd be more interested in seeing the singer.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah. I've got his solo stuff, and it's... I don't know that I've got anything from Rich.
Mm.
So, yeah. I think we're united in our... if we had to pick a Robinson brother, we would both say Chris. If the Black Crows were to come to town and Rich Robinson wasn't playing guitar, I don't know that would really mean much to me.
Mm. You might be able to look the other way, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that affects me. How is this my problem? We do have a quick birthday barn that we need to get back right with here because.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Is this a birthday that took place on the...
Well, yes and no. We have a birthday from... We already did.
Yes.
From the show that got scrapped, and that was Logan.
Logan, okay.
Logan's kids wanted us to wish him another happy birthday.
All right.
So, happy birthday to Logan. And then we got this text, and I thought, oh, well, we can read this on the Make Good show that we attempted to do on Saturday that ended up not happening. Can you guys wish my son, David Lee Westfall, a happy third birthday... And please play the David Lee Roth drop for him tomorrow.
Woohoo!
There you go. There it is. That's your birthday barn.
Thank you, all dear friends, for coming to my birthday!
We should point out that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4641 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. All of their sandwiches absolutely and delicious, including the capistrami, hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing.
All of their sandwiches are absolutely and delicious?
Absolutely delicious.
Oh, okay.
Capistrami, that is the hot pastrami. Swiss cheese.
Really?
Russian dressing.
Yes.
And coleslaw.
Hmm.
Very tasty is what they say.
Very tasty.
Yes, taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients. Guaranteed oven roasted and in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily as well. Capriati's big box lunches come with a 9-inch sub, your choice of a small chip or coleslaw, and a cookie. Kids meal boxes, lunches are available as well. When you're there, make it nice and simple. Mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's.
So
we're getting ever closer to someone winning that $50 gift certificate to Capriati's. Bragging rights and a $50 gift certificate, gift card. By winning the cover five, well, it will not be me.
If Miami can somehow pull it off today,
you might take. Oh, you might take over the lead.
I think. Are you? Well, within? You know what? I was in. I have to. I was in fifth place overall, but that was before the Steelers Ravens game. So I'm probably not even in the top five right now. I'm gonna take a look here. Where am I at? Yeah, it says there's a problem with the website. All right. Well, that's fine. If we're playing David Lee Roth drops for three-year-old children, if you have a child between the ages of 4 and 6, new research says that they perform better doing boring tasks if you dress them up as Batman. If you want your 4 to 6-year-old
kid up as a superhero,
yes,
to do...
If they're doing a task and they're between the ages of 4 and 6,
hey, Spider-Man,
says,
get over here.
No, not Spider-Man. Got to be Batman.
Really?
Well, according to this research they did. University of Minnesota tested 4, 5, and 6-year-olds, and they gave them a boring computer task, asked them to do it for 10 minutes. They offered kids an out, too. They said, if you get bored, you can play a game on an iPad, which is located nearby in the testing room.
Sure.
Could they resist the temptation to quit doing the boring thing and go play the iPad, which would be much more fun? Well, they could if they were dressed as Batman.
See, I take a little umbrage with the fact that there are more kids dressed up as Batman now, mm-hmm, than when Batman was actually on TV.
Kids love Batman.
Get your own thing, kids.
But that makes me wonder, is it that the parents are dressing their kids up like Batman?
Get your own thing.
Well, Batman was around a lot longer than... They could have said the
not
same
the
thing
TV
for you.
Show.
Well, they could have said the same thing back then. And Batman's got...
And by the way, our Batman outfits weren't nearly as good. They weren't nearly as nice.
Yeah.
It's like, what a ripoff.
So if they picked...
Our Batman costumes didn't have built-in little muscles.
Well, there is
that. But then
that.
Again, Adam West didn't have any built-in muscles either.
No, it's out there. So, yeah, if you get your kid to dress up as Batman...
They might actually...
Between the ages of
pull
4 and
weeds.
6. Yeah.
Hey, Batman, get out there and pull some weeds in the garden.
But that's the other thing, too, according to this research. You have to call them Batman. Because if you say, like, is Hannah doing a good job? Hannah will go, yeah. If you say, is Batman doing a good job? It's like, yes, Batman is doing a good job.
They buy into it.
They want to be Batman.
See,
so bad.
I don't know that I'd be willing to do that. I don't know that I don't know that I would make a kid pull weeds anyway. Because they're not going to do a good job.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Batman!
You got little kids pulling weeds?
It has happened. Yes.
More than one at a time?
I don't. I only have one.
Like a team?
I only have the one.
Okay, but so you don't have, like, you don't bring in, like, child help to pull weeds?
No, when you have children, you don't have to bring children in to do work.
Well, I was just wondering, he might have friends, and all of a sudden you can con him into pulling weeds from the garden.
No, I'm not going to Huckleberry Finn children in the neighborhood. You probably wouldn't want
to. Oh, you're not going to care to
paint this fence.
You don't want to whitewash this fence, mm-hmm, do you?
Story of a bad Santa who has been fired. This was at the Fairview Mall. Four-year-old girl.
I remember pulling thistles as a child one time, being promised a certain amount of money. To this day, I have not been paid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was a lot of money. I think it was, I don't know, I don't even know if it was a dollar an hour. Never got paid.
I remember being sour once as a child because I was...
And I know who owes me the money.
I was forced to do chores, and the thought occurred to me that, did they have kids just so they could get free work around the house? I think it's a pretty common thing to say as a kid.
Well, like, and it was a pretty common thing to do, too.
Right.
I mean, if you were basically working, if you lived on the range, mm-hmm. farmers had a lot of kids.
So Santa's going around greeting kids, and this family says that their 4-year-old daughter walks up to give Santa a hug. He put his hand flat on her forehead and pushed her away.
Not now.
The 4-year-old then says, "Wow, Santa's grumpy." And then she says, "Is he mad at me? Am I getting gifts this year?" They reported the Santa, and now the Santa's out of a job. You can't be pushing kids away. You know, you can't be facing kids like that. That doesn't seem like the best idea.
Why doesn't Kingsford make a bigger deal about Christmas?
Why would they?
The coal. Like the charcoal. They should really take advantage of that.
Charcoal is not coal.
Well, still, but still, it looks like, you know, you would have charcoal in here. It's like, don't forget to get some charcoal.
But coal.
Are you really going to go out and get coal?
You understand that that's not what that's what naughty children get.
I understand that.
Hey, are your kids terrible? Don't forget to get some charcoal. That's your campaign?
Kinda.
That's why you're not on Madison Avenue making these decisions.
Well,
Kingsford, I got an idea. There's a lot of terrible children out there.
Pick up a bag of Kingsford and make a delicious sandwich on the grill this Christmas season.
Just in time for the holidays, cannabis-covered Christmas wreaths. We talked about this on the show that got scrapped. Bad idea. This is something that you can buy in California. It's $400, and it's only available to people that have a valid medical marijuana recommendation. Although,
who's not going to take that off your door?
California is only like 3 weeks away from all marijuana being legal.
Is that right?
Yeah, that starts January 1st.
Anybody else? Just California?
I don't know about that. Yeah, these cannabis Christmas wreaths, they say the cannabis can easily be removed from the wreath without compromising its design. Because that's the other thing, too. You want the wreath to still look like a wreath after you pull the dope down and smoke it, right? I mean, it's not like Christmas is over.
I wonder if anyone has an Aretha Franklin wreath.
That's not bad. That's certainly better than your Kingsford idea.
The Queen of Soul wreath.
I like it. I like what you're doing there. What you want, baby, Aretha's got it.
No, show that wreath some respect.
C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S. Find out what it means to us. I like it. The Aretha Franklin wreath. I guarantee someone's already got that.
I'm sure they've got to have a Queen of Soul wreath.
The Aretha Franklin wreath. How about a urethra?
I was going to say, what about a urethra wreath?
You don't want that.
You don't want that on your door.
Yeah, it's a wreath of Franklin's. There she is,
Benjamin Franklin's.
No, it's just there. It is. It's just a wreath with a bunch of pictures of Aretha Franklin on it.
See,
yeah.
There are no original ideas.
Well, I think that Kingsford thing is pretty original.
I'm just saying that they could make a bigger deal out of it this time of year.
Woman who had over 30 surgeries, plastic surgeries, to look more like her boyfriend's favorite porn star, now starting to have second thoughts. There's a 22.
Second thoughts after 30 surgeries.
Yes.
That's not bad.
This woman is 22 years old. And she had surgery on her forehead, her lips, her eyelids, her nose, her boobs.
He's paying for this? Who's paying for this?
Well, she's decided to ditch
a lot of money.
This guy.
It seems like a lot of money.
After realizing, now she says, this guy's never going to be satisfied with the way I look.
And apparently all this elective surgery mm-hmm. doesn't get covered by my insurance company. I'm just finding this out now.
She's had over 30 surgeries. She's from Hong Kong. She says she will never go back under the knife.
Will she go back to Hong Kong?
She still lives there.
Oh, she still lives there.
I don't know. I'm looking at all the before and after pictures here. Like, I don't know that
there's
she looks
a big
that
difference.
Different. Well, it looks like she colored her hair in the after picture. I don't
Does
understand.
She think that just dyeing your hair is surgery?
She first went under the knife 5 years ago.
And does she mean scissors or knife? Did she have a haircut? That's not surgery.
She said, though, whenever her now ex-boyfriend would watch porn starring women with big breasts, he would shout, "How big? How great?"
Oh, Denali. Who yells that? How big? How great? Thou art.
She says, "Now I have a very fake face, but I have a truer heart than most." Very cute girl, but I don't know that she was very cute to begin with.
Is that post or pre?
I think this is now what she looks like.
Well, she doesn't look like she's a disaster.
No. She said after her mother saw her after her last operation, she cried. It was that moment she realized her obsession was out of control. Again,
my goodness, how big, how great.
Look at those boobs. How big, how great.
50-50.
Where it counts. Hey, I don't know if you saw this, but our old company Cumulus filed for bankruptcy.
Yes.
And there's talk of more and more of these
I don't have any of that stock left, do I?
Oh, I hope not.
I don't think I do. I know I do. I don't. They what did it go well, it went down to well, that was
it was at like 50 something and then it was
50 cents.
I don't think it's even that high right now. Now, radio has another problem to deal with. I'm just going to take a quick look here. Yeah, Cumulus stock right now is at 26 cents. So, bye.
Sounds like someone deserves a bonus.
Songwriters are saying they're going to make radio stations stop playing their music unless they get a big They want a big royalty increase. And these are not a bunch of nobodies. This is, let's see, John Bon Jovi, Drake, Steve Miller, Bruce Springsteen. They've all joined super manager Irving Azoff's crusade to get radio stations to boost the royalties they pay to writers when they play their songs. Yeah, they're saying they need more money because they're not getting it. They're not getting it in the ways they used to get it.
Not getting it in album sales, are we?
Yes. Yes, they're saying, you know, YouTube and Spotify and Apple, that's great. But the lifeblood of the music industry, they say, is still radio for some reason. And they pay 4% of their music-related advertising revenue to songwriters. That's
what it works out to be.
Yeah. And these people are saying,
I got to get paid.
We need a lot more. So now there's going to be a big lawsuit and litigation will be ongoing, and the stations don't want to settle. They don't want to give any more money. Why would they? They don't have any money. They don't have any money to give.
We got 26 cents a share. What do you want from us?
So this is something to keep an eye on. It could be in the not too distant future that radio just stops playing music.
Talk radio.
Yeah, that could be the way things...
Maybe hum stuff. Traditional tunes.
Yeah, just stuff that's in the public domain. Yeah, only, that's please. What
we'll, or we'll just play that stuff.
We're going to be back on Wednesday with another show.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar, perfect for the holidays. If you're needing any sort of catering, Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. And if you're just there by yourself, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's Sandwich Shop.
All right, back on Wednesday with another one. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Show's over. Good night. Good night, everybody.